shit, don't I? Say like, so we treat Dan, you know, nicely enough, I think, you know.
Nicely enough.
Yeah, yeah. You know, especially after making us watch football last week. I mean, you know, that definitely wasn't our idea, was it? No.
Torturous that was, to be honest.
Now, that was your own fault. To be fair, I actually quite enjoyed it. A couple of bits.
The first bit was fine, but then I just realised this is 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I reckon you'd have preferred today's game.
I had no choice but to watch it.
Well, to be fair, I heard the reactions live through my wall, and it was Kevin.
People that listen to this,
what the fuck was that?
People that listen to this audio stuff. Is like,
and then it was yeah, Kevin.
People on audio fucking hate you, dude.
Yeah, fuck them.
Not just people on audio. Chat, what do you think of Jack?
Screaming all the time.
Chat thinks that Jack is, you know, he's good looking. He's an up and comer in the modelling world.
He's a comer, all right.
Look, don't discriminate. Mental illness, okay? Chronic masturbation is a mental illness, and I'm not getting into it again. Shit, I feel really strongly about.
Start the episode.
Yeah, welcome to Hatred Theory. I'm your host, Jack Tilby.
Yeah.
My partner in pain, Joe Jones.
All right.
Some fucktard called Nick. And producer Dan, whom we appreciate with all our hearts. He is the glue. And he is the only one who is able to produce this show, because we don't really...
know anyone else.
Own anything to do it with.
Right.
You know, I reckon what we'd actually have done would record it on our phones like Mongols and then try and succeed that way. But this way, you know, Dan is the man.
Speaking of dickheads, can you go dickhead of the week? Straight away. Get out of the way.
Dickhead of the week.
So, Matt, hold my cock.
What a geezer!
Or I reckon he's been to one of fucking Trump's, you know, dinners or whatever, and he's been like, yeah, just grab him by the pussy, you know, and he's just fucking, mate. It's all of them, isn't it? Did you watch the video?
He looks like Gollum, like. If you think about it, if you look at me,
do you
want to
reenact the video?
Oh, please!
Well, right now.
Yeah, right now.
We can't
for the people.
The camera's sitting, like, standing down, mate.
Yeah, but we can make it work. Look. So she comes in.
Right. Are you, who am I?
You're her.
I'm. Oh, for fuck's sake, I don't want to kiss.
No,
Jack.
No, no.
Well, no, either way, you're kissing Jack.
No, we're not gonna kiss.
Are we not? Wait, we get banned on Twitch for that?
No, I think I don't know. Depends how sensual it gets.
Right. You ready?
Yeah. So yeah.
She comes in like this.
Oh shit.
And he's just shut the door.
Oh fuck.
And she's right there.
That's a bit much.
Hey,
she presses in.
Are you?
And he's, oh no, he doesn't do that. And he just grabs her by the ass like that, and they're just snogging. Yeah.
Why is your ass like really wet?
Because I've been sitting on it, Joe. Come on. Catch up.
I'm intrigued by your shorts. Did you hike here, or?
They're not biking shorts, mate.
Hike.
Oh, hike here. Oh, sorry. No, I didn't. I actually socially distanced from Joe in the car.
Sorry, we don't have to.
Oh, we don't have to do that?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah, because regulations.
Just a quick thing, I'll say this.
Also, fuck social distancing there, right?
Yeah, with the fucking Euros going on.
No, I don't care that there's loads of fans at the Euros. That's class. That meant we beat Germany. Matt Hancock made the rules and broke the rules. Fuck the rules.
He got way too fiddly with his secretary.
Now, do you reckon...
That'd be like me kissing Nick.
We've seen that before as well. It's quite romantic.
But what's funny is Trump... not Trump. Fucking hell, they're both the same guy, aren't they?
Same guy, same really, fucking guy. Yeah.
Nick's, you know, my AIDS.
Boris Dixon, he fucking...
Boris Dixon.
He fucking...
owns a phone shop.
No, he didn't he? He's married now to the woman he had an affair with.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, and
but she's way out of his league.
Is,
have you seen her?
No, no. What's funny is as soon as he that video had come out, there was like, you know, Trump's forgiven him, accepted his apology.
Boris, mate.
Oh yeah. Boris. Yeah. Look, they're the same person.
Anglo-Trump.
But
Anglo-Trump.
But I will say this, right?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, Matt Hancock's the kind of bloke you look at and you think he definitely gets in the friend zone every time he fucking speaks to a bird. Definitely.
Mate, you saw apparently how, did not. You see how gingerly he was grabbing that ass as well? Like, mate, I'd have fucking, like, dude, I'd have grabbed it, I'd have fucking spread them apart, shoved my fucking middle finger straight up that brown piece. Mate, it'd be right through that fucking, you know, magic stone. I'd be checking that bitch's temperature straight away. Jesus. I'd be giving her the hand suppository treatment. That's what I'd be fucking doing. Fucking
hell. The landlady's gone home, thankfully. Now.
And then if someone walks in, and then if someone fucking walks in, right, I'll be like, COVID, checking her temperature.
Like a dog.
You know? And then they've got no leg to stand on, mate. And then you're just like, you know, there was no temperature. She had a slight cough.
She definitely had no leg to stand on.
She had no arse to sit on.
Nah, but you know.
Do you reckon he has sex just like Will does in yes. between us?
Yeah.
Mate,
when
the way.
Does
100
times,
dude, the way.
Yeah. He's like, he basically does this. So it's like, she's there. She's basically coaching him. It's old Matt Hancock. He's on top.
Matt Nocock.
Matt Nocock. And he's just like, check this road stimulus.
Dude, or the only. The only thing I can equivalate it to, right, is the fucking
quiver. quiver
is like. Is that scene from the Miss what's it called?
When Harry met Sally.
No, no, you know, friend, I'm not your friend. What's that fucking called? The
In-Betweeners.
Yeah, you know, when the nerdy guy with the big nose is fucking.
If you're gonna say the exact same thing that Basie just said,
just the reference you made. Yeah.
Is this what you've just talked about?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Be and funny if I was doing this on purpose, wouldn't it?
But have you seen Matt Hancock, right? Straight away.
Matt Nocock,
sorry. He is an ugly motherfucker. The chick that he's having an affair with, she ain't a bad looker. So what I want to know is, I only saw the back. You know what I mean?
You're basing her appearance on what her ass looked like.
I wasn't looking
CCTV.
At the ass, actually. I was looking at the roots in her hair. Because that's the most attractive thing on a lady.
She looks after her roots.
I just don't know where to go. I just
Matt Hancock was given her the route.
Look,
and he grinded up against that bitch. The thing they're saying is like, who fucking was it? Who released the footage? Who set up the camera? Motherfucker, it's there. It's a black fucking thing right in the middle of the office.
What I want to know who in those offices,
who,
you know, either be the security guard or whatever, whoever viewed that footage, sold it to the Sun, didn't they?
Obviously.
Sat on it for a while as well.
Yeah.
But who
sat on his hand for a while?
But who the fuck?
Another In-Betweeners reference.
Do you reckon they were debating whether or not to sell the?
No, they were masturbating. No. Masturbating. Yeah. That's what beat to it.
Masturbating over what? Nothing fucking happened in it.
Are you joking? You're joking. Oh, mate, it was a bit more than that one. It was like,
let me squeeze it.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
It reminded me of fucking. It reminded me of two, you know, teenagers in school, and they fucking met up in the toilets, and they're like, "Hey, what do we do now?"
Or
you know,
third in between his.
I'm not going to say the V word either, but he looks like a bloke who's never had sex.
Wait, can we say that word?
You can't say the V word.
I can say he's never had fucking sex.
You can
though,
say
can't
what
I?
Jack said.
It's as if he had. It's as if he had no idea what he was doing, what he was touching.
Have
he's
you ever
like,
seen?
Do again, I touch here?
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen Blades of Glory? Has anyone seen Blades of Glory? Yeah. Like, you know when he goes on the chick with You know when he goes on a date with the chick from The Office, and she's proper going for it, mouth open. He's just like,
I bet it's fucking.
You know what I'm on about, don't you, Nick?
Dude, his wife's got to be a lesbian. Got to be.
I mean, you would be now.
Or she's a fat munter.
Mate, why would you get with that prick in the first place?
I can't say much about that.
She heard how well he fucked the whole nation, so...
We're going to talk about that.
Keep that one to yourself.
Mate, dude, you know, one of my sexual experiences was straight from Moby Dick, I'm telling you. Mate, it was like I was trying to harpoon that fucking whale.
You okay, Joe?
No, it doesn't matter. It's just going. I'm hoping something.
I think Joe's died.
You ever seen the Marmite blob? That was like that.
My word.
It was like that. I was ready to turn around and be like, children, run!
Fucking hell, man.
It's coming! And it was just looking at me like that.
Sorry. I'm back.
It looked like a Venus flytrap.
Penis flytrap.
Oh fuck me!
Right. So we're gonna fuck Matt Hancock. We're gonna move on to what we were gonna talk about.
We had some exclusive footage, didn't we, of his resignation?
Did we?
Yeah.
Or do you?
No. Okay. Apparently, we don't have it.
No, this is where you take over, mate.
What are you on about?
I'm glad we discussed production.
Yeah. No, right. Let's move on.
The week prior to going live. Everyone, we really care about the content we put out.
We do plan this.
That's why we discuss it.
We do plan this.
I don't even know what's going on.
Sorry, mate. So we'll move on to the next thing.
Okay.
Basically, Matt Hancock, keep your fucking penis in your pants, mate. Fucking
get your hand off asses.
Yeah. And one more thing about it, actually. Is, you know, when he was like finishing off, do you know what I mean? he was finishing off, right?
No, he never coming in.
Because I was one of the saddos. I watched the whole video because I was like, what the fuck is going on? Do you know what I mean? It's like when you've
did
gone
it get dirtier? Did they do
no,
anything?
But it was like the most fucking awkward thing you could ever see.
Mate,
he got to a point where his hands were just doing this on her back.
Have you seen the episode of Peep Show where they're in the stationary cupboard?
Dude, love Peep Show. I haven't seen it. Fucking love Peep Show.
They're rubbing up against one another in the stationary cupboard and he comes in his pants. And then he leaves through the fire exit and his missus that he's jilted is sat on the stairs smoking pot. And they think he's pissed himself, but he's like, joke's on them. I've actually come.
No, but, dude... I reckon, because my libido is slowly on its way back now.
Yes.
So, like, I reckon if I seen...
Watch out.
Mate,
Watch out, ladies. Well, watch out, Joe.
Well, no, I said to Abby the other night, I was like, you know, do you want to... I was like...
you want to?
Careful now.
Yeah. What? Well, no, I said to her, I said to the unnamed vessel...
Fucking hell, that's worse.
All right. I don't know what you want from me. I said to the lady, the good lady... I was like, you know, I'm feeling a bit tired now. And she was like, yeah, all right, then, you know, whatever. And then I was like, yeah, fuck it. And I just jumped on that. You know, I jumped on that and got my dick wet.
Hi, Abby.
So that was a good experience the other day. Right. And then, because I've gone from like doing it like, I've gone, I think, like, you know, went through a bit of a dry spell, but whatever. And now I'm doing it more frequently. I reckon if there was any sort of hint of finger blasting in that fucking video, I'd have masturbated the shit out of it. You know, like foam party in a club sort of finger blast. You know, when they think nobody can see him, but she's like that. Got the two fingers in there doing the old fucking Spider-Man getting, you know, and she's like, ah! You know, fucking there, just fucking... Oh, just desolate, man. Afterwards, once the fucking rivers drain fucking dry.
She just ended it there, yeah.
Anyway, Army of the Dead. What do you reckon?
I'm fucking reviewing this on another podcast.
Oh yeah, mate.
Oh my fucking god.
My review of Army of the Dead is fucking. I thought it was. Lazily written. I thought it had. Yeah!
He can't act, can he?
The whole time I watched it, I was just waiting for his pyro to go off.
Someone, I saw this clip and someone basically said he looks like he's holding in a sneeze the whole film. He's like.
No, I just reckon it's because fucking weed's legal there now. So, he's probably high off fucking tits.
The action scenes I thought were quite cool. When he was when he was fighting the zombie with a knife, I thought that was pretty sick.
Dude, all cool, but most of them were wasted because, like, the first one is when they're like, yeah, this guy, oh my God, you know, he seems really suspicious. And they're like, oh yeah, and he's just like this super generic fucking, you know, American white man, and he looks like he works for the fucking CIA, you know, that fucking guy. And they're like, yeah, we all need, and they're all looking at him. He's like, what are you looking at me for? You know why the fuck they're looking at you. You're suspicious as shit.
I'm pissed they killed the chick off in the first fight.
Yeah, I reckon she should have caught them up. Away. She should have caught him up and fucked him up.
No, but they stared at her. No, she didn't die, mate. She fucked every. No, she did. Okay, she did.
She died.
Yeah, but they could have saved her, though. Do you know why? Because she's fucking up zombies left, right, and fucking center.
And her mate's just watching.
Oh my God, where is she? And then she fucking flies through the window like an absolute badass. And then they're just watching her get eaten. And she's like, go, run, do it now. And he's like, man, you got a fucking M4, mate. Shoot him. Don't blow up the fucking tank. Shoot the fuckers.
Shoot them.
You could have got away.
Shoot them in their head.
My,
you know what I mean?
My biggest gripe with it is
Batista.
No. I quite like Batista. I think he's all right.
I like Dave.
Yeah, all right, mate. Fucking first name basis.
Well, he's in films, isn't he?
He's film.
Yeah.
Dave Bautista.
Yeah, no. But it was the whole. Oh, so what's happened to all these zombies? Oh, they died from the heat from the sun because they're fucking they're the dumb ones apparently, and like. She goes, when it rains, they all come back to life, and that's the last thing we ever hear of it.
It's a fucking...
Why didn't they use that? It would have been excellent for all these, like, wet, sloppy... the whole zombies.
Matt Hancock, we're looking at you, mate.
Mate, you never watched zombie porn. Zombie.
He's like, if you think about it, though, it's a generic fucking story. He meets his daughter. Daughter hates dad. Daughter wants to go in. He says, don't run away. What does the bitch do? She runs away to go help her family, and then Mr. fucking Batista. If you haven't watched it, don't... No, it's fine.
Mate, I reckon the lead zombie guy is fucking shit as well. With the metal thing on his head, he's like shit.
Mate, is everyone shooting the fucker in the head?
Yeah, why are they aiming at... Mate, they're military trained. Why the fuck are they aiming at the one... Chained, yeah, whatever. But aiming at the one fucking bit with the metal bit on it.
But we all know how you kill a zombie.
Yeah, but you could shoot him in the back of the fucking mouth.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could get rid of his
German
bike.
The German geezer was the most entertaining thing about it. But the thing that pissed me off, right, is they had that bromance, right? The one guy... Right, the minute the military fucking badass bloke tries to fight the zombie like fucking one on one, where does he get bit? He doesn't, because the German guy chucks him in the
sink. It's got the worst, laziest ending I've ever seen.
Oh my God, I've been bit. Fuck off.
Man, I don't think it even needed Batista to die in it, to be honest. fuck him, mate. If you ain't watched it, good for you.
I mean,
shit.
Do you want the thing that pisses me off?
You're not wasting any time.
Do you know what Batista's last words are in it, boy? It was this one. It was hot dog stand. I'm a fucking good one, mate.
Yeah, not you know.
Why the fuck would you be off
to see your mother?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna bone her in heaven.
Why would you be on about your fucking food truck? You ain't coming back to make a food truck, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I'm thinking about making a number two. Is like, how the fuck are they gonna do that?
Don't bother.
No, that's what I mean.
Daughter of Batista.
Oh, Jesus, mate. They killed the German guy. The German guy was the most.
Oh, there was that guy at the end though. What though? Who's like patching himself up? It turns out he's been bit.
Maybe sure we just talked about that.
Which one? On the plane.
Like the guy at the end.
Yeah, the guy, he gets on a jet plane.
So that's
going
to be the second story, isn't it?
Yeah, so he brings the virus outside of Vegas. It's just
that's where the second film
I just thought it was shit.
It was shit.
I just thought the end was wank.
The most entertaining thing I thought was quite cool was, you know, when Batista's running across the tables. He's like, that bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the zombie killer, you know, the famous zombie killer, guess what? Dies. If you're that fucking good. You won't fucking die,
yeah, why
you?
Did he clam up when all the zombies were there? He's been in front of the zombies, like, not scared at all. He's done numerous, hundreds of videos or whatever, killing zombies.
Here's the thing as well.
And he's a pussy.
The German guy who was going to... Photoshop. Who killed he had a perfect opportunity to fucking waste the fucking main zombie. He hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher, and he thought, I'll throw him in the safe and sacrifice... this. You're getting proper into this. He was like, I'll throw him into the safe. I'll sacrifice myself. Yeah, you did get a bit into that, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then what he did is he throws him in there. You could have fucking grabbed that fire extinguisher, twatted him, and then kept fucking twatting him. And then the other zombies wouldn't have fucking fucked with you then. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like when you take out a queen bee. Fuck you, Beyonce.
Man, I want to watch. I want to watch a zombie movie with like with a queen, like a queen, like a big.
It did. They killed her.
Amorphous fucking blob, you know. But
like the one from like the fucking queen worm from Futurama.
No, dude. No, the one Starship Troopers, the first one and the best one. It's fucking well good film. It still good holds film. Up to this
good
day.
Film. Good film.
Especially the tits in it.
Do you know what I watched this week? Zombie film related.
Mate, they were the first tits I ever seen, you know.
I thought mine were.
No. Yeah, that's true. No, your tits were the first I ever photographed.
Ah, there we go.
I watched the
Spank
Dead Don't
gets
Die
pretty empty sometimes. This week.
You watched what?
What did you watch?
The Dead Don't Die. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I watched that a while ago.
Fucking weird, isn't it?
Did you like it?
It's so offbeat.
Did you
I kind of liked the quirky humour.
Did you like the fourth wall stuff? Because I was a bit iffy on that.
Yeah, that was a bit odd.
Do you know what is sick? Black Summer.
Isn't it an old... I've been watching that recently. But isn't The Dead Don't Die... Isn't that quite an old film? Or is it like a book or something?
I don't know. I think it's... was it 2017, I think? But it's not... I don't think it's long come onto Netflix.
Mate, it's got a hell of a cast in
it
as well.
Yeah, the cast's nuts.
But like...
Bill Murray... Iggy Pop.
Mate, it's got fucking
Selena Gomez.
But it's like
RZA from Wu-Tang Clan.
But you think one thing.
That's my favorite joke in it is Wu-P-S. That's fucking brilliant.
But you think one thing's going to happen and then it doesn't. You think one person's suspicious but they're not. And
yeah.
Then
what's her face?
And it's like, I guess this is...
The Scottish lass.
You know, I guess this is where we die. It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
And the guy
it says it in the script so they get out and fucking... Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's so weird.
I tell you what a good zombie film is. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Anyone seen that?
No.
It's fucking hilarious, man. They have a sing-off with a zombie singing Britney Spears. It's the best fact. They see a zombie with a Britney Spears t-shirt, and they go, I wonder if we can still communicate with them. And the one kid,
yeah. He
was in The Walking Dead as well, the one kid, he goes, oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to... Do you know? And the other zombie's like, it's over, where's it?
Mate, I want to watch
back.
That
it's
now.
Class, man. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Tell you what I did like as a post-apocalyptic movie recently was Love and Monsters. Have you watched that yet?
What the fuck is that?
It's a Netflix, you know.
Does he fall in love with a monster?
No.
Don't want to watch it.
So it's basically Fallout.
Nice.
Boy. But like all the, like the centipedes are fucking massive and shit like that. It's like got loads of monsters in it. Have you seen it? No. Right. You all need to watch it.
That's good.
But he has to travel. He has to travel from his bunker, his nuclear bunker.
Fuck bunker.
Like 2,000 miles to the next bunker. It's a really good movie. Really good. And he finds a dog on the way. Mate, a man and his dog.
Oh, do you know
end of
I
the world.
Out?
You can't get any better than
I
that.
I found out, speaking of
he is a bit of a fat...
Be careful.
He is a bit of a mong.
Fair enough. Do you know what I found out?
I don't know if that's fair enough.
I don't know if
you guys
ever played it, but like I was a big Fallout guy. The dog that plays dog meat.
Ain't that a band?
What Fallout guy? Mate, spoof band, there's your idea. Tag it and bag it. Spoof
dog
one.
Meat from Fallout 4 died. I'm pissed about it.
Whoa, spoilers.
No, not in the game, in real life. The model of the dog.
For Fallout guys.
Why do you care about that? Dogs die.
Yeah, but he was adorable.
But dogs die.
This little dog, he followed you everywhere in apocalyptic. He killed some rad roaches and mole rats and stuff.
You know,
you don't get it.
If anyone in the chat can think of parody titles for Fallout guys songs, hit us up.
What'd you say?
Coke Top.
Who?
Coke Top. That was your currency. Bottle tops, wasn't it?
It's called bottle caps, actually, mate.
Oh, bottle caps.
Sort it out.
Fucking pussy.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah, so that yeah. Bullshit, mate. But here's a good one. Do you reckon they should do like a follow-up on Shaun of the Dead?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Because why ruin it?
Well, I just love seeing them together. You know, fucking, what? Heartbreaking dog film there is, based on a true story. What is?
Hatchie.
Bless Heartbreaking you. Dog film there is, oh, is the most, okay. What is that? Hatchie. Hatchu. Bless you.
Fuck off, I just made that joke.
Yeah, but mine was funnier.
Fucking bastard.
I like that all three of us don't listen to each other.
No, but dude, old Yeller.
Everyone else is laughs at him.
Old Yeller, dude. Old Yeller?
Fucking yellow your ass.
Yeah, take me out the back. Shoot me. No.
Down a bit, old bitch, you down. Sorry, what were we talking about?
Right, what do you think? What do you think of this?
Hang on, wait a second. You know Marley and Me? Am I the only one who didn't cry at the end?
I've never watched it.
Oh, don't, mate. Basically, it's little shit, golden retriever, and he gets
put, little shit.
He gets put down at the end. Dogs, I mean, I love dogs.
Yeah.
I do love dogs, right? But.
What's more sad? You outliving your dog, or your dog outliving you and having no one?
Oh.
That's more sad.
If I'm going, the dog's coming with me. I don't care how old
he
is.
I'm euthanizing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck it.
He's coming with me.
Well, no, what I want to do is I'd want to be in like a cabin in the woods somewhere, you know, hunting for my food and shit for me and my dog. And then my dog...
eats you.
I'm like, okay, so this dog is getting old. So I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like done with all the hunting and I'm like done with my life. I'm too old. So I'm like, okay, bang. Then the dog can eat me.
Do you know one of the best fucking films with a dog in it is?
Beethoven.
Nah. Have you ever watched Shooter with Mark Wahlberg in it?
Dude.
One of the best fucking films out there.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh, fuck that. Mate, fuck Chihuahuas. Fuck Chihuahuas. Have you seen it? They're little fucking bastards, mate.
Dude, you can't fuck Chihuahuas, okay? They're too small.
What was that one with the dog that had the bow tie and it gave him a voice? And it was Billy Connolly's voice.
Pee-wee Herman.
What?
Cats versus dogs.
Pee-wee Herman wanked off in a cinema. Your Pee-wee Herman.
Did he?
Yeah, allegedly.
Mate, he was a creepy fucker, wasn't he? Have you ever watched his videos, Pee-wee Herman?
Wasn't he like
a
Mr. Bean guy?
Dude, there's a conspiracy theory that says Bill Nye the Science Guy, fucking, you know, that one.
Pussy Magnet.
Dude, they were all fucking Kiddly Fiddlers.
Kiddly Fiddlers.
That's what they did.
Take back what I said.
Dude, have you never watched their trippy ass fucking TV shows?
No.
Welcome to the funhouse. I'm like, mate, you fucked some kids, you have.
Do you reckon Mickey Mouse has,
dude,
as well?
It happened to fucking, you know, zibble zabble.
We're not on the
You know what kids say, the darndest thing.
A good one.
A zibble zabble zoobble zabble.
Humboldt, do you wanna come in Mickey's clubhouse? Mickey's gonna come in your clubhouse.
Just to let me put my finger in your bum after the show.
Mickey's coming your clubhouse.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, Mickey?
This is weird.
Oh, you like my finger in your bum hole, don't you, Mickey? Oh. Mickey squeals.
Squeal for me, Mickey! Oh boy. Oh no.
Yeah.
Name for Pluto. Take Pluto. What?
Next.
Yeah. Zombieland 2. Do you reckon there should have been a sequel or not?
Or another one?
No, do you reckon from Zombieland 1? What'd you say?
Zombieland 0. Should have been a prequel. Just absolutely no zombies whatsoever. Yeah. Just going to bed.
The thing is, they tried to do a...
TV show
and it was shit.
Mate, yeah. I was really excited to tell you about that. Do you remember?
Yeah, and I watched it.
And you had already watched it and you were like, nah, mate, it's shit.
It was fucking awful because it was supposed to be the last four people in the world, right? But then in the TV show, they were like, oh yeah, there's a window cleaner over there. There's fucking this over there. There's fucking that over there. It's like, you're supposed to be the last four people. But then in Zombieland 2, there's loads of people in it. You just think... But they did it the right way in Zombieland 2, I reckon. Zombieland 2, me and you watched that in the cinema.
Zombieland 2, yeah.
Funny as fuck. As fuck, mate.
Oh, no, we didn't.
What? No, we didn't.
Well, we have a little lull. If any of the viewers have got any viewer hates this week, feel free to chip them in and we'll cover that in a few minutes.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
Oh, mate.
Oh, have you ever laughed at a very inappropriate time in the cinema?
Yes.
You ever watch Django?
Yeah.
Right, you know when he goes...
You didn't laugh when they every time they said the N-word, did you?
No.
That's wrong. You're not allowed to do that. You know, that's not woke.
They were in the there was like a... he was watching his slaves pick cotton. Django went up to him and fucking shot this big fat guy and just shot him square in the head. But instead of like falling to his knees, he literally just went straight down. And I fucking pissed my pants because I thought it was that funny. But everyone just looked at me like I was an idiot. Because they were like, yo, this is actually really like... This is teaching you history, okay? Stop laughing at all these deaths. I'm like, motherfucker just fell flat on his face. It's funny. He was like, whoop-ow.
Dude.
Was
I reckon.
Sorry, carry on, mate.
I reckon.
Yeah.
That's enough about movies. We need to give the people who are watching us live what they want.
Speaking of, I know Dan's already said it, but if you've got listener hates, fucking, you know.
Yeah, send them our way.
Throw it out there.
Nick's got one.
All right, Nick's got one. Yeah, we'll do it afterwards. What time are we on? We've got plenty of time.
Well, we're on
about half hour.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah,
so I was thinking we could do listener hates now, and then
we can fuck the podcast off and do the fun
stuff.
All
right, yeah. Cool. All right, so listener hates, go. Sing a song.
All
right. I haven't had one of these in a while.
Right.
No beat. No more beat.
Yeah, check it. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I come straight from the hood of Newquay, y'all. So does Joe. He's really pukey, y'all. Especially after riding an amusement park. This is Listener Hates, bitch, and I'm here to fart.
That's actually quite good for you.
Should have farted.
Yeah, that would have been there too.
Hang on.
No.
Sit the fuck down.
Please don't shit in my studio.
So yeah, it's a very small room, so we don't want that to happen.
Very small. It's very warm.
Yes. So speaking of, Nick, go on and mate. What's your Listener Hate, lad?
Speak up.
I thought he was going to say mirrors.
Do it again. Michael McIntyre.
Yeah, he's a prick. I don't like him.
Floppy
hair. Yeah, yeah.
Unfunny.
shut the fuck up.
I quite like him.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's annoying. I get you. I'll meet you that one.
Mate, no one's ever made me cry more than Lee Evans, though.
Lee Evans is the top dog.
Dude, he is the fucking shit. Do you like him? I bet you hate him, don't you? Yeah, you fucking suck.
Oh, I can't remember what this dude's name is. But this
is why you're fucking... parents didn't want you, wanna?
Oh, where the fuck is he
just
from?
The one.
just the one. Oh, so you're the same as Joe?
No.
Wait, what?
Well, it might as well be.
Oh, did yours leave you, did he?
Yeah.
Well, I get
like
that.
Nick's dad's dead to him, unlike Joe's mum's, who's... I'm not gonna do it.
Wait, where's my mum?
I'm not finishing that joke.
Yeah,
I'm not
allowed. Right. That's right. Think about what you did, motherfucker.
She got all yellowed.
Everyone can fucking hell.
It's all a conspiracy made up by your dad.
Oh, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking brutal.
Yeah, your dad killed her.
Oh, allegedly.
You hear me, Merlin? You're a fucking asshole.
Dan, you got any listener hates? Is anyone anyone on whatever was streaming?
Your dad's been on.
Where are you? Nice. Oh, my dad.
Yeah.
No, he didn't care.
Yeah, so anyone watching us right now, if you have any gripes, not me, but if you have any gripes, tell us. If not,
we're gonna continue with it. We might do yours.
Tell you what, I have a gripe.
Yeah.
Is people who put a message down on a chat about cryptocurrency. I really just dislike that. Don't know why.
I'm almost done.
Certain
Kev's going to drop out by now.
Yeah.
Right. I see what it is. Do you know what my thing is?
What?
Right. So me and you had a bit of a discussion about it in the car. You know when you're a kid? Yeah, you know about how, like, when you're young, you wonder why old people fucking hate you? You know? Like, you skate past them, they're like, oh, you fucking bastards. I'm that person now. Whenever I see a kid, I'm like, oh, you're a fucking prick, you are.
You'd need to get a reinforced skateboard now, wouldn't you?
Huh? No, man, I'm fucking, I'm a good weight now.
Because you can sort myself out. Because you're big and muscly.
Muscular.
Look at you, you fucking dickhead.
But no, I realise, like, I fucking hate everything. And I wonder why. What are you fucking laughing at?
Oh.
Mate, if you've got it, Fawnty boys.
Look at that. Look at the vein. Look at the vein. Look, he's still got it. Even though they're soft as cabbages.
Nice one.
This is some fucking bullshit.
That's some manly shit.
Yeah, by the way, everyone, you need to start sharing this because me and Jack are going to do a hot tub stream.
We are.
When are we doing that?
We're at my mum's house.
We'll get like a paddling pool somewhere, yeah.
Except we can't go in there until they've cleaned it because my sister shagged in it.
Do you remember the other week when your sister said, don't bring things up about the family?
I tell you what, she wonders why I think we're white trash, and it may be because she fucks in my mum's hot tub. You know, maybe that's a fucking, you know, maybe that's the fucking reason. Dude, I'm white trash as fuck. I realised that when I pick my bum and smell it. Dude, and I washed my fucking, you know, I told you last week, I washed my fucking toothbrush in the toilet bowl. I never think about it, but I'm a fucking gypo, mate.
Phase out.
No. Well, yeah, phase out of the podcast. I'm going to carry on talking about this.